"Please, sir," I said, tears running down my cheeks. "I shouldn't have told you. I didn't know. I'm sure Mr. Zachariah meant no harm. I'm sure he didn't."
"No harm, Miss Doyle."
The captain held up the round robin.
"Surely they teach you better logic than that in school."
"But I had no idea that..."
"Of course you had an idea,"
the captain snapped, his voice rising so all could hear.
"You came to me in shock and terror to inform me about what you'd seen. How right you were to do so. And right is what we do here. Proper order will be maintained."
He swung about.
"Mr. Hollybrass, you have given but 2 lashes. If you can do no better, you'd best stand aside for someone who has the gumption."
Sighing, but summoning up his strength, Hollybrass struck once more. Zachariah was no longer standing on his toes. He was simply hanging. Again the whip lashed. That time the old man moaned. I could bear it no longer. In a surge of tears and agonized guilt, I hurled myself at Hollybrass, who, hardly expecting an attack, twisted, then tumbled to the deck. I fell with him. In the scramble, I managed to snatch hold of the whip handle and leap to my feet. I was trying to throw it overboard, but Captain Jaggery was too quick. With a snarl, he grabbed hold of me. Frantic, I slipped out of his grasp and stood facing him, panting, weeping, gripping the whip handle hard. "You mustn't," I kept saying. "You mustn't."
"Give me that,"
the captain cried, advancing upon me again, his face blazing.
"Give it."
"You mustn't," I kept repeating. "You mustn't." He took another step toward me. I'd wedged myself against the outward rail. In a gesture of defense, I pulled up my arm, and so doing, flicked the whip through the air, inflicting a cut across the captain's face. For an instant, a red welt marked him from his left cheek to his right ear. Blood began to ooze. I stood, utterly astonished by what I'd done. The captain remained motionless too, his face transfigured by surprise and pain. Slowly, he lifted a hand to his cheek, touched it delicately, then examined his fingertips. When he saw they were bloody, he swore a savage oath, jumped forward and tore the whip from my hand, whirled about, and began beating Zachariah with such fury as I had never seen. Finally, spent, he flung the whip down and marched from the deck. Mr. Hollybrass, his face ashen, swallowed hard and murmured, "All hands resume your stations." Groaning, he bent to gather up the guns and other weapons and followed after the captain. For a moment, no one did or said anything. Perhaps they had not heard the first mate. It was Fisk who broke the spell.
"Cut him down,"
I heard him cry. Ewing hurried forward and climbed into the shrouds. In moments, Zachariah's scarred and bloodied body dropped to the deck. Keach knelt over the fallen man while the others, standing in a close circle, looked down in terrible silence. I could see nothing of what was happening. Instead, I waited alone, trembling, trying to absorb all that I had seen and done. But as I watched from outside their circle, I felt myself grow sicker and sicker until, clutching my stomach, I turned and vomited into the sea. Shaken, weak with tears, I looked back to the sailors. They had picked Zachariah up and were carrying him toward the forecastle. I had been left alone.